had a major whistleblower from the CIA on the origins of COVID. That's coming up. We've got Trump in China, the big developments there. We've got the left running crazy with domestic operations we can't forget about. Israeli soldiers exposed directives to execute all men in Gaza. We have more on the AI takeover. It's all coming up. But first, remember this J.P. Sears report? It's more important now than ever.
Do you do IQ tests here?
Yep, that's what we do.
Okay, because I think I need one.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Why do you need one?
Well, I've had some people lately telling me I have a low IQ.
Ooh, shots fired. Gosh, who's been telling you that?
Well, some people online have been telling me that, like the president, and even my dogs are looking at me a little bit condescendingly now.
Well, we'll find out. So with this IQ test, I'll just ask you a series of simple, really common sense questions, and you just give me your best answer.
I'm actually kind of a little bit nervous right now.
Oh, yeah, you should be, because if you turn out to be what some would call a low IQ nut job, then you're pretty much a lost cause.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
All right, first question. Which word doesn't belong? Apple, banana, carrot, orange.
Is it carrot?
Very good, because it's not a fruit and all. It's clever. Next question. Who would be considered more of a traitor to their country? Person A, who receives $230 million from a foreign lobby, or person B, who receives $0 from a foreign lobby?
I mean, clearly person A.
Wrong.
Come on, that's got to be correct.
Next. Hypothetical question. If a country has a major shipping waterway that you want to have open, and it's currently open, but they'll close it if you go to war, what would be a smart way to ensure that waterway stays open?
You don't go to war with them.
No, not even close. I mean, common sense would say go to war with that country and stay at war with that country as a way of putting pressure on them to reopen it after they've closed it because you went to war with them.
Are you playing with a full deck?
I don't play cards, but thanks for asking. Oh, and this is a good one. If you had the desire to take down an international pedophile ring, what would be the best way to follow through on that desire?
Well, you launch a full investigation using every means necessary, and then you prosecute those bastards to the fullest extent of the law.
Wrong. No. You would launch an effort to prevent any investigations and prosecutions.
That can't be right.
Well, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
No. These questions are kind of weird.
Oh, I assure you, these are standardized IQ test questions, sir. Next question. Here's a scenario. You got a person, they work for America and America only. What country does that person work for?
America?
That's incorrect. They work for Iran. Next question. Who's more beautiful as a woman? France's first lady, or maybe man, or Candace Owens?
Candace Owens?
No.
Have you seen France's first lady?
I would totally do her. If she had an OnlyFans, I would subscribe. Any reasonable man would. Okay, how would you describe what America first means?
Putting America's interests first above any other foreign nation.
No, you're actually describing anti-Semitism. Yuck. Okay, last question. What year did we first land on the moon?
We've never been to the moon.
No, we've been to the moon. We go all the time. Well, your test is complete. I've never seen a score like this before.
What'd I get?
You got an IQ of 65.
Is that high?
No. That's a very low IQ.
My life is literally ruined. He was right.
Who was right?
Just don't worry about that now. My big question is, what am I going to do with my life now that I've learned that I am so stupid?
Well, just remember, you're also a nut job. But yeah, you're pretty screwed. Really, the only option I can give low IQ people such as yourself is to, like, go off and open a Somali daycare.
I am completely devastated. Are you talking about that creature looks like from the Lord of the Rings, the goblin thing that shuffles around?
The products at thealexjonesstore.com own and fund this network. They have to get the money to do this. That's why they can't shut us down. I don't own this. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. AlexJonesLive.com bigly does. It takes a lot of funds to run this. They're building new, bigger studios. We got legal defense, legal offense, all of it. You want this to continue, hardcore analysis the bad guys hate. You see all the trouble they go through trying to shut us down. We need your support. We the people, people power. Now, people wanted it. We have methylene blue gummies. And it turns out they make them even stronger the way they concentrate it, where this is way stronger than a regular dose of the methylene blue. If you are a subscriber, you get 58% off. You can cancel subscription anytime. It just locks you in at 58% off any future order in your profile. But it's already super discounted, even if you don't do that. Mental clarity, cellular energy, mitochondrial function, cognitive performance, memory, mood, and motivation, antioxidant defense, skips oxidation process of the cells. It is the missing link. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. New ultramethylene blue gummies. The first run is here, but it's selling out quickly. Get yours now and fund the operation at thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This is the Storm America, dear Camel Riders, and we are going to give this terrorist democracy. Terrorist, terrorist, terrorist.
Sit down. Keep your eyes on the board. The ink is red because the history is bored of your fairy tales and your plastic freedom stand. Today, we count the scars on a stolen land. Take it back to 53, Operation Ajax. But the coup crushed the roots, covering the fake tracks. Then the Velvet January schemes, ripping at the seams, burning down the dreams, leaving nothing but the screams. Sat around the table, brought the olive branch to you. From the early nuclear talks to the pact you tore in two, even down in Muscat. Diplomatic talks were bred, you shook our hands, stabbed our backs, left the treaties dead. Point the finger at us, man, check the creator. Built up ISIS, Al-Qaeda, blame the dictator. Fought the terror in the dirt, let them make it cease. And you assassinate the men who brought the region peace. Targeting Hosh Kaiser, name it straight a common A. Think you are the saviors? You're the villains of the day. War crimes are a habit, just a standard routine. Flight 655 blown right out the screen. Down to the girls, I mean, ab. Innocence is torn apart. Why you paint your face pure with a blackened heart? Blackened heart, blackened heart. You stole the peace and you targeted you.
3, 4, nothing but war.
We don't believe in your lies anymore.
5, 6, the system is bust.
They don't really care about us.
Hand in hand, we stand our ground.
A million voices, a single sound. Listen close to the alphabet of the crimes they plan. The ABC of the sanctions on our holy land. A is for the assets, billions stolen from the vault. Starving out the innocent and saying it's our fault. B is for the butterfly kids suffering in pain. Sanctioning the medicine for political gain. C is for the channels, 200 fake facts. Funding propaganda just to cover up your tracks. D is for the humanized, treating us like dirt. Labeling us monsters just to justify the hurt. These are bullets with no sound, hitting civilians directly. You choked out the science, the banks, bleeding the economy. Funded by dollars to keep us divided and trapped in the dark. You build up a wall, so truth-seeking Americans missed the mark. Cause it was never about rights, never about care, only about the oil and the power in the air. Israel first, grab the land, hold the crown, push the rest of the Middle East deep underground.
1, 2, tell us the truth.
You stole the peace and you targeted youth.
3, 4, nothing but war.
We don't believe in your lies anymore.
5, 6, the system is bust.
They don't really care about us.
Hand in hand, we stand our ground.
A million voices, a single sound. Voices, a single sound.
You call it foreign policy. We call it a crime scene. Class dismissed. Now go rewrite your textbooks.
It lives on the Dark Lady gay bar right now, but as you mentioned, after Mayor Brett Smiley called the mural divisive, the owners asked for it to be removed. The woman depicted here was a Ukrainian immigrant who was murdered by a repeat criminal offender in Charlotte, North Carolina. After her death, billionaire Elon Musk helped fund a campaign to commission murals commemorating her death, also hoping to make a statement on letting repeat offenders out of jail. The artist told NBC 10 in previous interviews that that he wishes viewers were able to separate the art from the funding. I talked to a representative for the artist who is on scene here. They say that they are taking the mural down. They will fold it up and then prepare to have it reinstalled somewhere else. They don't know where it will be reinstalled just yet. I'm live in Providence. Nicole Mader, NBC 10 News.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Shrinking summit. Melania stays home. Trump approval rating hits an all-time new low. The Democrats shouldn't get too excited. They're even lower than Trump. People are sick of the establishment, not just here, but all over the world. Trump's five-alarm economy. Those are some of the headlines at DrudgeReport.com. I played that Iranian Lego piece. They put them out every few days. And I'm not siding with the Iranians, but what they say in that report's true. Doesn't mean I support the regime or what they're up to, but they're telling the truth about us. And you have Irina Zaruska murdered brutally by a man who had been in jail over 40 times, 30-plus cases of assault, battery, attempted murder. And the judge owns the therapy house where he's been dozens of times, and she released him to go back to the therapy house and then get on a bus and, or a train and kill a lady. And oh, we got all the George Floyd statues, all the rest of it. He said, I killed that white girl. But because people put up murals to draw attention to these activist judges, they're getting taken down all over the country. It's just beyond disgusting. I got that white girl. So depending on the poll you look at, and in some are scientific, some aren't, Rasmus has been the best. He was on, you know, 10 months ago, and the stuff started to slide when Trump kicked Elon out. Trump was at 56% then, highest ever. Now he's at 31. It's a big deal, and Trump knows it. That's why he's got his surrogates, his head of counterterrorism. Oh, we're unpopular because of these lying Qatari agents. We'll just investigate them. And the Breitbart editor's like, oh, he's rubbing his hands together. Oh, if we were just off the air, you'd have an audience again. No, that's not how it works. Trump shrugs off rising inflation as war deepens economic spiral. He made new statements today. And you got Trump famously saying yesterday, are you worried about the U.S. economy? Not even a little bit. I don't think about Americans' financial situations. I don't think about Americans' financial situations. Here it is right here. You want to see the clip again? I love how I posted this yesterday on X, and about a third of the comments were, you frickin' Democrat traitor, piece of crap. You burn in hell, you garbage. I just posted what he said. I mean, I'm bad that I showed what he said? Reporter, to what extent are Americans' financial situations motivating you to make a deal? President Trump, not even a little bit. I don't think about Americans' financial situations. I mean, it is just, let's play that clip again, because there's such denial by some of the Trump supporters that they'll probably say it's a fake clip. No, it's not fake. We want Trump to stop committing political suicide and taking us with him. Doesn't that make sense? Here's Trump again. Here's the video.
To what extent are American financial situations motivating you to make a deal?
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. That's all.
So Trump's not worried about America's financial situation, Americans' financial situation. I mean, even if he believed that, why in the hell would he say that? There's no filter, folks. And it's good to have somebody that doesn't give an F if they work for us. But I'm not sure who he's working for now. And I don't think anybody's telling Trump what to do. I think he's out of control. And again, people say, Alex, we agree with you. Why do you keep talking to the minority of your listeners? Because I care about them. How am I bad or a Qatari agent to say Iran won't fall, Pentagon assessment, the strait will close, it will destroy our recovery, mass inflation, then we lose the midterms, the Democrats win, don't do it, Trump. And then I'm proven right 75 days later, and you got the head of counterterrorism, the czar, saying, oh, these people that criticize Trump and claim the Republicans, they're just terrorists, we're investigating them, which we know is already going on. And I saw comments on X. It wasn't a large portion of people, but it was, you know, 10%. Good, I hope they arrest you all. I see it everywhere. We're going to get you, Jones. You're going to prison. I thought I was on the Russian payroll all those years. Now I'm on the Qatari payroll, the Iranian payroll. Nope. I'm on the AlexJonesStore.com payroll with great supplements, great T-shirts, knives, you name it. Really cool stuff that works and is wonderful that I know you're going to, if you ever order it, you're going to want to get it again. It's all transparent, and I have to sit here while you have the Israel First Lobby and Salem Radio, owned and run by the Israeli military, and all of them openly being foreign agents, not even hiding it, while they accuse me of being a foreign agent. And Tucker, with zero evidence, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely zero evidence. And I know for a fact I'm not some foreign agent. But boy, the real foreign agents, the globalists, advised Trump on how to destroy this recovery. And now Atlantic Monthly has come out, which is the mouthpiece of the globalists, one of the most elite publications, owned by Steve Jobs' widow, the big Jeffrey Epstein Island alumni, and said, checkmate, Iran won, the American empire's done. I don't know if that's the case, but we keep going down this road, that's where we'll be. But I'm the traitor that predicted this and is trying to stop it, and now it's all happening. Where is the logic? And I know if we fail and the country goes into total depression, there's a world collapse, the people that were mad at me about this will still hate me, and they'll love Larry Fink, and they'll love John Podesta, and they'll love Mark Levin, because they told them what they wanted to hear. In a shocking article appearing in the pro-war Atlantic, arch neocon Robert Kagan has declared a U.S. defeat in the war on Iran. In a defeat more painful and thorough than the loss of Afghanistan, these are quotes, and even Vietnam, he argues, now with the loss comes the pain, economic, reputational, and more. The world has suddenly changed. And here's the neocon right here. Over at Shaw, please. There he is. He's so happy. So after advising all of this, oh, now Trump's bad under the bus. The neocon who helped sell America the Iraq war declared Iran has Trump in checkmate. Robert Kagan, co-founder, this is what Mariana Fall wrote, of the Project for the American Century and the intellectual architect of modern American interventionism that Trump's following now, published Checkmate in Iran in Atlantic. His verdict, defeat in the present confrontation with Iran will be of an entirely different character. It can either be repaired or ignored. This is the same Kagan who championed the Iraq war, built the entire American project's overwhelming power doctrine, and spent 30 years arguing for muscular U.S. military abroad and the exact plan that Israel's following. Now he says the Strait of Hormuz will never be fully reopened, China and Russia will gain permanent leverage, and American credibility is gutted. When the architect publishes the obituary of his own doctrine, the era of unipolar American power is officially over. Trump could have had it all back, could have fixed it all. But nope. No, 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 no. When Midnight Hammer happened, I said, watch, the Israelis will say they get all the uranium. This is just to loop Trump into total war. I was right. You were wrong. Not the general audience, but you know who you are. And I hope you feel good about yourselves right now. When the Democrats win the midterms, everything else happens. Little note to everybody, don't do anything that Mark Levin says. That'll keep you in really, really good stead. Update. Iran says it's ready to repel new U.S. attack with peace talks stalled as Trump arrives in China. Taiwan anxiously eyes Trump's summit in China with $14 billion in U.S. arms sales up in the air. Trump traders, stock traders predict Trump will make major announcements during China trip. That's a safe bet. Melania Trump skips China visit as First Lady is mysterious no-show on Air Force One. Yeah, she already came out and said Epstein's real. There's a cover-up. Don't listen to anybody that's trying to cover it up. Think she might be breaking with him. How the Trump-Xi meeting became the shrinking summit. So that's where we are. And you got Netanyahu saying, oh, we've lost the info war, but we really try to save lives. We don't commit genocide. And now the orders, because the military wouldn't follow the orders unless they got orders, have been released on national Israeli TV and newspapers in Hebrew, where they say, any man you see, anybody above 12, kill him. And we have all the countless footage of that happening. Well, that's a war crime. And what's that tell you about Netanyahu, that in his own country, he's got a 50% approval rating and the military's leaking this information? That's because even people that want a greater Israel can look out at the current operation and know it's going to blow up, it's going to fail. Israel is basically universally hated now around the world. And then the World Jewish Conference this week, and somebody goes, everyone hates us, what are we going to do? Let's spend billions more and censor them and slap them around. That'll make them shut up. Oh, yeah, that's going to work real good. But Israel knows they have the U.S. on their side. They have nuclear weapons. They're trying to get everybody cornered into this new global confrontation. It is beyond reckless. But that is the reality. And Trump just shrugs off inflation, shrugs off about economy. I don't even think about Americans. I don't even think about you. I'm not worried about Medicare and Medicaid. We're a war economy now. Look about you peasants. And then I'm supposed to sit here and defend that. I'm going to play a John Bowne report that's really powerful, titled Israel's War with Social Media. How's that going? Hundreds of millions of dollars already spent. They said the World Jewish Conference did $600 million the last couple of years. It's way more than that. They just earmarked another $760 million. And let me explain this. When you go around accusing people that aren't obsessed with Israel, don't hate Israel, but don't want to be in a new big war, you call us Nazis. A lot of people just go, well, okay, I'll be a Nazi. Well, that's not what I want people to do. I want people to just get informed about this and say no. And don't let any government, whether it's the EU or our government or the Israelis or the Chinese, which are power corrupts. Power tends to corrupt, to quote Lord Acton, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so just don't get down the level of Netanyahu saying it's a race thing. He wants you to do that. So all the Jews that are only half awake, he can control them, manipulate them into continuing to go along with all this. Let's go to John Bowne's report. Here it is.
Usually what is best for America is also best for Israel and vice versa. But on occasions, for example, an American president must make a decision that does not, in effect, give the Israelis a blank check. And one example of that is a decision that I made. I decided early on in our administration that we were going to seek good relations with Egypt and others of Israel's neighbors. Many of my Israeli friends didn't like that because they wanted a special relationship with Israel and Israel only. But I have always said, that Israel's interests are better served to have the United States a friend of Israel's neighbors and potential enemies than to leave a vacuum which the Soviet Union would fill.
Netanyahu, in power for 25 years off and on, and not looking too good, I would add, with his heart problems and prostate cancer and the rest of it, you're like, great, hope he dies. Israel's so radical now, the rest of the Likudnits are even worse. He's a moderate.
Since October 7th, all Jewish organizations in the United States together have spent upwards of $600 million fighting this avalanche of anti-Semitism. I have one question. Has it helped? Has all this money stopped, even slowed down the hatred against us? The answer is no.
You hear a text message. I'm a red-blooded Texan. I always supported Israel, but I can't stand what they're doing. I'm turning against Israel. And then you trace the address to some basement in Pakistan, you know. And that's something that has hurt us badly.
So that whole thing about bot farms did not air. Okay, the version that aired on TV included some of what we just played, but it was combined with a section from the very end of the interview, which focused on Israel's tactics to respond to the sentiment shift, not the shift itself.
Israel is besieged on the media front, on the propaganda front, and we're not done well with the propaganda war. No, we don't like foreign countries controlling us. We don't like paying for it. We don't like watching civilians murder. We don't like all over Israeli TV people bragging about murder and how funny it is and how kill the kids. People don't like this, and they don't like paying for it. Just like pro-life folks don't like paying for killing kids, okay, Netanyahu? That's why Israel isn't like, because of you.
Netanyahu attributes the reputational harm to Israel almost entirely to social media, which he calls the eighth front of the war.
Because it's this. This is yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not immune either, because you can penetrate this machine. You can penetrate this little instrument, and you can say about Major Garrett anything you want, and I can paint you as a monster. And if I say it often enough, enough people will believe it.
Is it your belief, Mr. Prime Minister, that nothing that Israel has done, tactically or strategically, has made no mistakes either in Gaza or the West Bank that have in their own way contributed to this negative impression of Israel, whether it's on social media or someplace else?
No, of course. Look, it's war.
And we see the atrocity. So I guess it is true that social media, we're able to see this now. And blowing up the Christian churches and then desecrating whatever's left. I mean, it's out of, and blowing up tens of thousands of homes and hundreds of churches in Lebanon and celebrating them. But now Netanyahu says to draw down to zero the American financial support. He said he wants military partnerships, okay? But here is Netanyahu on the war is over when he says,
is the war with Iran over? And if it isn't, who will decide when it is?
I think it accomplished a great deal, but it's not over because there's still nuclear material, enriched uranium that has to be taken out of Iran. There's still enrichment sites that have to be dismantled. There's still proxies that Iran supports. There are ballistic missiles that they still want to produce. Now, we've degraded a lot of it, but all of that is still there.
Not just saying the war ends when he says, not just saying, oh, people are mad because of social media. No, they're mad because they see what you're doing. They're mad because they see the atrocities. They see the Israelis beating up and killing Christians. They see the homes being blown up by the thousands every week in Lebanon. They see the Israeli ministers on TV bragging, we're going to kill the kids too. And next is Turkey. We're going to get all of Lebanon and greater Israel and all the megalomania going on. And we control America. Ha, 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 ha. I mean, the only thing you don't have is flying monkeys and a witch flying around on a broom here with green smoke coming out the end. I mean, you couldn't act more villainous. That's why Israel has the lowest approval rating of any country in the world. We'll be back with massive news. Stay with us. We have to get more people hired. We have to finish the new big studios. We have to have our legal defense and offense. And we have to move forward. So now is the time. Have we not delivered to you in the fight against tyranny? Have you not delivered supporting us at Symbiotic? A win-win situation. Like he says in Gladiator after he chops up, you know, the four guys just a few seconds. He says, are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? And I say, are you not empowered? Are the tyrants not scared? Are they not coming after me and my crew? You want somebody to fight? You want somebody to stand up for you? Well, then you got to back them. And those that have backed us, I salute you from the bottom of my heart. And those that have shared the articles and videos, that's great. But it's different classes of people. There's people that tune in and get the knowledge, but are scared or lazy or whatever. Then there's people that at least share the articles and videos and Paul Revere it. We appreciate you. Okay? So you got like copper, you know, on the bottom, at least you listen, but I hope people learn from this through osmosis or something. Then you got the silver folks, that at least share the articles and videos to wake up other people. And then you got the gold standard, the people that do it all, and the people that get great products that are smart enough to say, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. I believe him. He'd only sell me something that works. And then they try it. We have a 90%+ reorder rate with supplements because I wouldn't sell you something that doesn't work. I'm not stupid. That's why I don't serve evil. I know the second, third, fourth order events of it will destroy me. Plus, I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I feel good being truthful. I feel good being honest. I feel good stomping tyrants politically into the ground nonviolently. Slashing their throats nonviolently. Stabbing ice picks into their heads nonviolently. Cutting their heads off nonviolently. Ripping their entrails out politically nonviolently. I like just breaking their bones and grinding them down to make my bread. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of satanic globalist scum. Be they alive or be they dead, I'll grind their bones to make my bread. You want somebody to fight for you? Well, you better believe you got it. The real McCoy. The spirit of resistance and victory. And they know it, and it's why they fear it. And if you will simply join me and ask God for this spirit to lead, God, and direct us, the spirit that overcomes, God doesn't give us over to a spirit of weakness and fear, but one is a roaring lion that conquers, that destroys tyrants, that overcometh. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And we are the crucible. We are the shield of the people. We are the standard. We have the spirit. We have the will. But we have to have no fear and commit to this fight. Give me your word of mouth. Give me your prayers to God for our providence and support, because if God be with us, who can stand against us? And financially support us now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP. Cancel any time. It's no commitment. You just get all the best deals. $30 a month spend, instantly $40 to buy whatever you want. You make 10 bucks right there. Special deals, special offers, sales on top of sales for everybody, and special offers at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Commit. Be a VIP. You can also donate on the site with the donate button. Just take action now. But those of you that have supported us, you know who you are, and I thank you from the bottom of my soul.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Network. Follow us on our new news site for all the feeds, articles, and more. The mothership, the tip of the spear, AlexJonesLive.com, AlexJonesLive.com on Rumble, Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Almost 700,000 followers in just 8 days. I want to thank you all for doing that and spreading the word. Alex Jones. We will put the URL of Rumble up there on screen for you. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. All right, we got a jam-packed final 27 minutes here before Harrison Smith takes over the war room, and he's loaded for bear. We have the CIA whistleblower. We already have the emails and documents that Fauci did gain a function. North Carolina moved it under Obama's orders to Wuhan. Then he spent a week at the CIA early on during the outbreak to cover it all up. That's come up, but now you have the actual whistleblower that witnessed it. This is powerful. Look at the new developments in China with Trump, J.D. Vance. He's made some major moves and more. But here's active CIA employee James Erdman testifies in the Senate that in August 2021, the intelligence community was prepared to determine the COVID-19 pandemic likely began as a leak from a Chinese lab. That's a cover story. But days later, that changed it to Fauci injecting himself into the conversation significantly influenced them. He worked with the CIA to cover it up. Here's the clips.
Intelligence community leaders and senior analysts downplayed the possibility that the COVID pandemic originated as a result of a lab incident. Motives are difficult to define given the scope of the DIG's review. Intentional or not, the IC's actions resulted in a cover-up, wasted resources, and a failure to properly inform policymakers. Public health policy would have been very different.
There was a major
had the
scandal
American public
in 2015
been made aware
North Carolina
that
where
a
they
virus
made it.
From a lab in China was going to serve as the foundation for an emergency use authorization mRNA products.
That's right.
Being mandated by the former administration. Dr. Fauci's role in the cover-up was intentional. Dr. Fauci influenced the analytical process
and, this is good.
And findings by this leveraging his position to ensure the IC consulted with a conflicted list of curated subject matter experts.
He met for a week with the CIA,
public health officials and scientists. This included some of the authors of the paper, The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, and other public health experts who have been in his orbit for the last 20-plus years. Some of the scientists were part of the Biological Sciences Experts Group, or the BSEG, an office of Director National Intelligence Advisory Body, whose members often receive considerable funding from NIAID and public health agencies.
Make no mistake, this is a big deal, but still it's a whitewash.
The BSEG scientists influenced national laboratory WMD research, policy decisions, finished analysis, and other intelligence matters, creating misaligned incentives and conflicts of interest, as well as counterintelligence issues. Since 2006, the BSEG consulted part-time on biodefense issues for the IC, while conducting government-funded research and holding academia positions, as well as maintaining roles in public health institutions and serving as members in the National Academy of Science. They received funding from NIAID and other agencies for vaccine research, USAID's PREDICT project, the Cooperative Threat Reduction Program, and even worked with Chinese scientists on coronavirus and other pathogen studies pursuing vaccines.
Gain of function.
There was no oversight monitoring how this web of relationships influenced research, policy, and public health in any holistic way for over 20 years. In fact, several of the BSEG scientists helped Dr. Fauci rewrite definitions of gain of function in 2015 to lift a funding pause on dangerous research.
Yeah, let's be clear. When I say it's
still
a whitewash,
participated in
it's still
planning
a lot of courage. This is all. This is true. He's just not
this
saying
was
everything.
A coronavirus pandemic tabletop exercise, curiously similar to events that played out during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Ooh, curiously. He's
and
saying they did it on purpose.
By Dr.
Wow.
Dr. Fauci and individuals with IC ties like former DNI Avril Haines. The CIA and DNI analytic managers responsible for examining the origin of COVID made decisions inconsistent with the conclusions of subject matter experts and analytical tradecraft.
But your conclusion is that changing from the scientific consensus of it being from a lab to a neutral position by the CIA was significantly influenced by Anthony Fauci?
It was significantly influenced by Anthony Fauci's injecting himself into the IC. And to go to the second part of your question about what happened, particularly during the 90-day study, we have documentation that shows that as of August 12th, the CIA was considering calling this a lab leak, August 12th of 2021. And then that changed on August 17th of 2021.
Right.
And unfortunately, because the CIA would not provide us documentation that we asked for, we have no idea why that changed. And that's...
And they weren't alone because we know the FBI was coming to the same conclusion that it was lab leak as well as the FBI.
But we know why. It was all over the newspapers. I had scientists on in 2015 that Obama in 2013 started a national initiative with the University of Texas, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and a bunch of other universities to weaponize SARS-CoV and make it airborne. And then Fauci goes, Trump will be hit by a respiratory virus very soon. You just watch. And you just heard the CIA guy go, yeah, Event 201 was basically exactly the same. They ran 3 months before the attack. That way they get caught with the attack plan. They go, oh, it's just a drill. Here I am confronting Francis Collins, former NIH director, a few years ago.
We're good. 20-plus million people dead from those shots.
We just confronted the former head of the NIH, Francis Collins. He's one of the villains with Fauci and the entire Wuhan operation and the cover-up, the origin, and the poison shot. Now, he's since backpedaled some, but that doesn't matter, ladies and gentlemen. He needs to be held responsible. So Fauci and Bill Gates are the very worst. He's down here part of the way, and he started to come public and admit that this was wrong, what they did, the lockdowns, the poison shots, all of it. And when I said to him, you're about to see it, 20-plus million dead, he nodded his head. So maybe he has a soul. Maybe he's going to go public. Good. Redeem yourself, current state's evidence, like Redfield and others have started to do, and come all the way out, because the globalist operation for depopulation and what these shots do, turning off the immune system, is all public, and it's not going away, and it's destroying faith in the system and in the medical system, and it's going to bring the system down. So those of you in the system need to join with the people, and you need to come out for Nuremberg 2 and be witnesses against those that will be held responsible. And you know the punishment for crimes against humanity. You know what that is from Nuremberg with the Nazis. All right, here is this confrontation. I was going to Detroit to be with J.D. Vance and others on this trip.
We're good. 20-plus million people dead from those shots. Well, truth's coming out about you and Fauci. How does it feel to kill more people than Hitler?
You're writing some folk songs about it?
Go ahead.
You write some folk songs?
You'll never get away with what you did, your bioweapon. You're in a lot of trouble. Nuremberg 2 is coming.
You get his face. Hi. That's good. We'll be exposing that guy. All of them are going to prison, Nuremberg 2. They can run, but they can't hide. The truth will get them. Mass murderers.
Love New York.
How much, brother?
Now, the deadline ended on perjury to Congress yesterday, but there's no statute of limitations on mass murder, gain of function, any of it. And they've indicted Fauci's main advisor, as you know, a month ago. So that's your flashback there, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very important. And I told you the whistleblowers were coming out. You just saw that with the CIA today in Congress. We just aired it. Tomorrow's news today. That's why the Alex Jones Network is so important. AlexJonesLive.com. is the coordinates you should save and share if you want to beat the globalist. This is your mission. Should you choose to accept it, I ask you to accept it. Now, let me hit a bunch of other news, but first this. When you buy products at Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com, you change the world. And again, it's a no-brainer. I only sell you things that really work and do a great job, so you want to get them again and again. That's why we have a 90-plus percent order rate on all the supplements. Nobody has that. The Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Bovine Colostrum, it's all there. The widest selection of T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, tonight is the last night on this huge buy one, get one free sale. Buy one Shilajit gummies, look at this huge container of them right here, and get the very same bottle free. Or you can buy one canister of the private label of a top brand, a Bovine Colostrum, the first two weeks of milk that come out of a cow or any other mammal, supercharged with all these super nutrients, life-giving essence, fountain of youth, you name it. Buy one little scoop a day. There's over 40 servings in here. Get one free, or you can get one Bovine Colostrum and one Shilajit free. You can mix and match. That sale ends tonight at midnight at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your commitment and support, but we need the support just to even stay on the air, and I want more support to expand, to hire more hosts back, more reporters, and literally kick globalist ass up and down the street. There's a bunch of other sales that end tonight as well. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com and commit to the broadcast to get better deals. It's not even a commitment. It just means you get reminded with emails, special deals, special offers, special sales on every product. You get a discount on top of already existing sales when you're a VIP. You spend $30 a month, just click the button, cancel any time of your profile. Every time you spend $30, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. You're going to buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com. You should be a VIP. But it's really no commitment. It just reminds you that you get this $40 to spend every month at the store, and you have special deals and special offers, and many offers that are just for you. So become a VIP now. One click there when you're checking out. It's so easy. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Be the reason we stay on the air. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP, or there's just the VIP button on the right-hand side of the site. Thank you so much. You're amazing. Myself and the crew, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We are having such a huge effect. We are tomorrow's news today, but only because of your support. When you thank me for what I'm doing, I want to fight tyranny just like you. I just ask you to commit to this fight and stand right next to me and behind me and in front of me in this fight. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com now. Become a VIP. And take advantage of this sale before it ends tonight. The buy one, get one free on the Shilajit gummies and the bovine colostrum. All right. Now, Trump put J.D. Vance a few months ago in charge of this anti-corruption task force. And they're putting pressure on the states to have voter ID. If you think Minnesota's bad, California's even worse. J.D. Vance just announced the federal government is freezing $1.3 billion in Medicaid reimbursements for the state of California. American taxpayers are being defrauded because California isn't taking its program seriously. No, they do it on purpose. Another clip, J.D. Vance officially puts all 50 states on notice. Let's play those clips back to back, which just happened a few minutes ago.
Let me just give you a few concrete examples of what we're worried about, of what we're targeting, and also what we're going to do to solve some of these problems. So, first, we're announcing that the federal government is deferring $1.3 billion in Medicaid reimbursements from the state of California. And the simple reason is because the state of California has not taken fraud very seriously. And because of that, we see a lot of the consequences that I just referenced. And again, let me highlight the fact that this really is two separate victims. So there are California taxpayers and American taxpayers who are being defrauded because California isn't taking its program seriously. But also you have people who've been prescribed medications that they don't even need. Sometimes they've had drugs put into their bodies that they don't need because fraudsters have actually encouraged false prescriptions and false administration of medications. So think about this. You're just a person trying to go see a doctor. You assume that your doctor is doing the right thing, but these fraudulent healthcare providers are getting rich by giving people medications they don't even need. It's a defrauding of the American taxpayer, but it's a violation of the trust that should exist between every American and the people who prescribe the medications. That's one thing that we're targeting. And this is why we're taking this action, is because we want California to get serious about this fraud. What are we going to do to fix that? Today, we are sending across 50 Medicaid programs. We are sending letters that will require them to show that they are effectively and aggressively prosecuting Medicaid fraud in their states. And if they do not aggressively prosecute Medicaid fraud, we are going to turn off the money that goes to these anti-fraud units. And I would say a couple things about this. You may think, obviously, this is a Republican administration. We're all proud Republicans up here. You may think that this is purely a red state or blue state issue. That's actually not true. We see Medicaid fraud issues in Ohio, the state that I used to represent in the United States Senate. We also see Medicaid issues, fraud issues in a state like Maryland, which is obviously a very blue state. But both Ohio and Maryland have worked with us to take this issue seriously. They've worked with the guys behind me. They've worked with our entire team to make sure that they take fraud seriously. Again, this does not have to be a red state or a blue state issue. This is just basic good government. However, states like California, states like Hawaii, states like New York have completely not taken the fraud issue seriously in the Medicaid program. And so for those states that refuse to get serious about fraud, we are going to turn off that anti-fraud money. And if we continue to find problems, we can turn off other resources within their state Medicaid programs as well. Our goal here is not to do that. We don't want to turn off any money. What we want to do is ensure that people are taking fraud seriously. We want to protect Medicaid. We want to protect Medicare. But we can't do that if the states that are administering those programs are allowing those programs to be fleeced by fraudsters.
And by the way, Trump, in his actions, has been protecting Medicare and Medicaid. But then on TV, I don't care about Medicare and Medicaid. I don't care about the average American's finances. Just suicidal political statements. Political suicide. Seppuku. Now, here's Alexander Soros, that now runs his Big Daddy's anti-American operation. They are one of the biggest funders, the Muslim groups, the anti-Israel groups, the groups that just obsess over this, all that. And you can be critical of Israel, but also not be for the Muslims either. So now he's like, oh, I'm going to spend $30 million to fight anti-Semitism. That means to get laws passed to ban the First Amendment using anti-Semitism as an excuse. They've always been anti-free speech. Here's this little rat.
Hi, I'm Alex Zoros. As the son of a Holocaust survivor and a Jew, I am acutely aware of the danger.
Oh, hey, pause. Back it up. His dad told 60 Minutes at NPR. I played the clips before. In fact, we're live now. We post this to X and Rumble. Put our 5 minute famous, you know, Ultimate Soros compilation in there, where he says, the best time of my life was hunting down Jews and rounding up for Nazis. Happy making. It was exhilarating. I don't apologize for it. I'd do it again. As the son of a Holocaust survivor, let's start over.
Hi, I'm Alex Soros.
Hi.
As the son of a Holocaust survivor and a Jew, I am acutely aware of the dangers of anti-Semitism. I'm also proudly married to a Muslim American. Discrimination and hate are an abstract concepts to me or my family. Deeply personal and have been persistent throughout our lives. Today, the Open Society Foundations are committing $30 million to organizations fighting anti-Semitism and anti-Muslim hate around the United States and across the world. At a moment like this, we need to stand together and act. This investment is about keeping people safe and pushing back against hate.
Well, absolutely incredible. Look, Jay Dyer, remember, a week ago, they released the first tranche of UFO files. Total crap, nothing burger. Now they released more yesterday. Nobody's even talking about it because it's just so lame. It's a big joke on everybody. But Jay Dyer is coming up on that subject and a bunch of others, not because I'm lazy. He's a great talk show host. But because I'm going to go into the other studio here in the building, and I'm going to do an hour live with Russell Brand. And then the War Room comes up in about an hour and 8 minutes. With Harrison Smith right out of these studios. You're the Paul Revere's. Be sure and share those live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X, at Rumble, rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. So critical. But yeah, we're going to add and post to X and Rumble the Holocaust survivor, George Soros. I mean, that is rich. It's like saying Hitler is a Holocaust survivor. Absolutely amazing. So here's a brief compilation of myself over the last few years, predicting the Strait of Hormuz would get closed with the Iran war and what it would do derailing the Trump recovery. We're going to go to this report. We're going to end this hour. Then Jay Dyer is coming in here loaded for bear. You're the Paul Revere's right now. You decide how hard we fight. You're awake. Other people aren't fully awake. Take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X at AJN Live on X at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live and share it now. It's an existential threat. We're going to win this thing together. But it's up to you. God bless you all. Here's the report. We'll be right back. This will, in all the research and political studies, destroy Trump's base and will drive them away from him and will kill the economy and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Well, we're going to get a lot of Christian blood and other blood if this war goes to its possible Armageddon-level crisis. So, Rabbi Shmoly is our guest at Rabbi Shmoly on X. I don't want them to block the Strait of Hormuz and have $130 barrel oil. That's going to sink the economy, bare minimum. Call it selfish, sure, but Israel's already taken out most of their stuff, so I don't see why this has to keep escalating. I do not support the mullahs and the things they've been doing. I do not support them killing people that peacefully protest with, you know, hanging them from cranes. I did not support the Shah Savak before that. I know the history. I know the angles. I know the groups. I know what's happening. And, you know, we're told, oh, Netanyahu 7 days ago, we're taking out their nuclear sites. And then actually, we're not negotiating. We want regime change. Then I know the Iranians will block the Strait of Hormuz. They've already said it. They can do it very easily. It's on their border. They can sink their own ships and do it. Oil goes up to 130, conservatively, maybe even higher. And then that doubles the price index and inflation, and then that triggers higher interest rates, and that derails Trump's entire recovery. And that's on the low end of problems. Then you've got this new Vietnam situation with Israel openly having plans to try to send commandos in, daringly, I mean, I'm not going to say it's not super daring, to go into the nuclear sites that are deep under the earth and try to take those out. And I actually have real politique. I study all the issues, and this is out of control, and it's too dangerous, and everybody's looking at it one-dimensionally. They're talking about $300 a barrel, $200 easily. What will that do?
Oh, devastating. I mean, when some of the initial estimates were like $130 a barrel, right? Well, it's $75 right now.
Well, if they lost the Strait of Hormuz, they're saying $300.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the devastating things that would amplify everything by double. But if you go from 75 to 130, that's a 73% increase. If you go to 300, it's like, oh my word, we're talking well over 150% increase in the price of oil. What uses oil, Alex? What uses oil? Everything from manufacturing to plastics to everything uses oil. So when you consider that, that is massive inflation. You know, yesterday we're talking about the Strait of Hormuz, what this is going to do to oil, even the perception of conflict in Iran, right, is going to do what to oil? It's going to cause it to go up. So just this morning already, you know, as we're talking, oil is up 2.74% today. Yesterday it was like 75. Now it's $77.20. You know, Brent crude is up 2.66%. I mean, this is where oil starts to go up. I don't care what the other economists are saying. It's like, oh, Iran is a small producer, whatever. The Strait of Hormuz is a big deal because that is going to be the choke point of getting supply out to the rest of the world, right? But Iran is still one of the larger oil producers in OPEC. It's not like it's small potatoes. So for people to say that this doesn't matter, they're wrong, Alex. They're wrong because if using history as a precedent, you know, and if it serves as a guide, further destabilization in Iran could lead to significantly higher oil prices for a prolonged period of time. This has happened throughout history when these kind of things happen. So, and this is coming from one of the chief strategists at JP Morgan, right? And so supply losses coming from Iran are not just, that's not the full story here. Supply losses from the Strait of Hormuz are even bigger. Now, when you add to that a potential regime change in Iran, these are challenging factors to overcome quickly, further supporting elevated prices of oil. I mean, this is something that could accelerate what I believe, what we talked about yesterday, the globalists want to try to derail Trump every step along the way. Every step along the way, they don't want him to succeed.
Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz, which means over 20%, it's about 27% of the global oil supply will come to a halt. Maybe now the folks who are just going on about their weekend while our government bombs schools and massacres children will start to care when their gas prices rise. Yep, Iran announces they're closing it, so.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro, let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching alexjoneslive.com. It was declassified in 2025. The CIA and the FBI under Obama's command launched the attacks to shut down the original InfoWars. But InfoWars belongs to the people, and it's stronger than it's ever been. They can't take that away. You are the real power of this operation. So take the link, alexjoneslive.com, and the link, alexjonesapp.com, for the free Droid and Apple download, and share it on your email list, your text messages, with everybody you know and complete strangers. You have all the power. When you call and tell me how great I am, I say, stop. I'm just like you. I want freedom. I need you to get excited about the power you have. And that's what it's all about. They think you're about to shut us down. That is a total lie, ladies and gentlemen. Humanity is unstoppable when we take action. And the coordinates of liberty are alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. Take action now. Share those URLs to everyone you know now and break the back of the globalists. You're unstoppable, Paul Revere. Take action now.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.